J-A-N, Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Dougtown help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
There's been a lot of hail damage in the area, and your car has taken its fair share of torture. Bring it into Atlantic Collision Center in Atlantic for your free estimate. We work with all major insurance companies. With our paintless dent removal service, you'll never know there was any damage in the first place. Plus, we have rental vehicles, so you don't have to worry about not having any transportation. You could take your vehicle someplace else, but you've already had one accident. Give Atlantic Collision Center a call at 243-7757 in Atlantic, or come see us at our new location, 1500 Southwest 7th Street, across the street from Henningsen Construction.
In high school sports last night, the Creston Invitational Cross Country Meet held. On the girls' side in Class A, it was Winterset winning with 37 points, Creston with 77 points, the runner-up, Atlantic placing third with 97 points. 11 teams were in that field. Individually, Tiffany Williams of Atlantic was the champ, Tiffany running 15 minutes 54 seconds over the 4-kilometer course to beat Maria Mostick of Creston, who was in the second-place position. Also, Atlantic had Ashley Waltz placing 11th and Savannah Sorensen 21st to help lead their effort. In the girls' Class B division, Earlham won the team title with 38 points, East Union and Adair Casey the top three. Emma Harper of East Union was the individual champion. Also, Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley placed third. Caitlin Holliday of Adair Casey ran fourth in that meet last night. Southwest Valley's Kendra Topp ran eighth, and Adair Casey's Cassidy Chandler also had a ninth place finish in that meet. On the boys' side, in the Class A division, it was Winterset winning the team title with 66 points. Shenandoah was the runner-up, Kemper Catholic third, Atlantic placed seventh overall. Cooper McDermott of Creston was the individual champion. For Atlantic, they were led by Ryan Hawkins, who placed 15th, and Phoenix Shadden was 26th in that race. In the boys' Class B division, Nottoway Valley had the perfect score of 15 last night to win the team championship. They had the top five finishers, led by Brayton Funk, who was the champion last night in that meet. Also in the top 10, Nottoway Valley's Heath Downing, Shane Braheny, Bryson Wallace, and Nathan Vantiger were 2 through 5. Adair Casey had Cale Billheimer placing 7th and Dakota Holliday placing 8th in that cross-country run. In high school volleyball play last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was St. Albert defeating Atlantic in three straight games, 25-15, 25-17, and 25-17 were the game scores. Creston outlasting Kemper Catholic 3-2. It was Glenwood over Denison 3-1. Harlan downing Lewis Central 3-1. Shenandoah 3-game sweep over Clarinda. In Western Iowa Conference play, Audubon topping AHSTW 3-0. IKM Manning beat Tri-Center 3-2. Trainer over Griswold 3-1. Underwood beat Logan Magnolia 3-0. Missouri Valley a 3-game sweep over Riverside. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, it was Arweva over Whiting 3-0. Arweva beat Woodbine 3-0. Bowyer Valley over West Harrison 3-0. Cam defeating Peyton Sherdan 3-1. Coon Rapids Bayard topping Exira EHK 3-0. Glidden Ralston beat Charter Oak Ute 3-0. Also around the area in volleyball, Bedford over East Union in three straight. Carroll took 3-0 from Carlisle. Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln beat Thomas Jefferson 3-0. Abe Lincoln beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 3-1. Sergeant Bluff Luton down Thomas Jefferson 3-0. It was East Mills over Sydney 3-1. Essex beat South Page 3-0. Melcher Dallas over Orient Maxburg 2-0. Mount Air beat Lennox 3-2. It was Seymour 2-0 over Orient Maxburg, while Southwest Valley down Nottoway Valley 3-1 last night in volleyball. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says quarterback C.J. Beathard will open this week's practices as the starter ahead of Saturday's Big Ten opener at Purdue, but that's only because junior Jake Rudock is day-to-day because of a leg injury. Beathard, a sophomore, finally got his shot at extended playing time last weekend. He gave the struggling Hawkeyes a major boost in leading them back from 10 points down to beat Pittsburgh 24-20 in the second half. Beathard was 7 of 8 passing for 98 yards, coming in relief of Rudock. NCAA President Mark Emmert believes it is the responsibility of individual schools to handle issues of domestic violence and sexual assault, and that a spate of recent cases reflects greater social problems. Just this week, Tennessee dismissed a freshman running back who reportedly struck an ex-girlfriend at a party over the weekend. Emmert also stood by his recent pronouncement to a group of Division I faculty athletic representatives that the Penn State scandal was handled as well as it could have been under the circumstances. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and Chief Assistant Troy Vincent were told by 11 former players that the league must act immediately when someone is accused of domestic violence. At a 3.5-hour meeting to discuss ways to improve the league's personal conduct policy, the former players also said teams must be held accountable when players misbehave. Vincent, the NFL's vice president of football operations, says that one question asked around the room was, when an arrest occurs, do you take them off the field or let them play and let the due process take care of itself? Vincent says, to a man, they said, take them off the field, pay them, and let due process take care of itself. A number of Hall of Famers were part of that group. More weekly meetings are planned among league officials and former players, current players, and team owners. The NFL has faced heavy criticism of its personal conduct policy after incidents this year involving Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson, Greg Hardy, Ray McDonald, and Jonathan Dwyer. Police say that Arizona Cardinals running back Jonathan Dwyer broke his wife's nose with a headbutt during an argument that began after she learned about his recent phone contact with another woman. That's according to a search warrant, records made public on Tuesday. The police say the July 21st argument came after Dwyer's wife came to believe that her husband was cheating. Dwyer was arrested last week after his wife told police that her husband assaulted her on July 21st and 22nd at their Phoenix apartment. Well, so much for James Harrison's retirement. The Pittsburgh Steelers are bringing back the volatile five-time Pro Bowler to add a veteran presence to a depleted linebacker group. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin spoke to the 36-year-old Harrison about the climate change around domestic violence before re-signing him. Harrison was arrested in 2008 on assault and criminal mischief charges following an altercation with his then-girlfriend. The charges were dropped after Harrison completed anger management classes. He was not suspended by the team. The Steelers need pass-rushing help after losing linebackers Ryan Shazier and Jarvis Jones to injury in Sunday night's win. Panthers All-Pro fullback Mike Tolbert will miss at least 8 games with a hairline fracture in his left leg. The bruising fullback was injured on a tackle involving ex-Panthers safety Mike Mitchell in Carolina's 37-19 loss to Pittsburgh Sunday night. Tolbert was placed on the injured reserve designated to return list. Under that designation, Tolbert can practice after 6 weeks, but he isn't eligible to play until November 30th at Minnesota. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
There's been a lot of hail damage in the area, and your car has taken its fair share of torture. Bring it into Atlantic Collision Center in Atlantic for your free estimate. We work with all major insurance companies. With our paintless dent removal service, you'll never know there was any damage in the first place. Plus, we have rental vehicles, so you don't have to worry about not having any transportation. You could take your vehicle someplace else, but you've already had one accident. Give Atlantic Collision Center a call at 243-7757 in Atlantic, or come see us at our new location, 1500 Southwest 7th Street, across the street from Henningsen Construction.
Wellington Castillo homered and drove in the winning run with a 10th-inning single, giving the Chicago Cubs a 4-3 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals that tightened the National League Central race last night. St. Louis's lead was reduced to a game and a half over second-place Pittsburgh, which clinched a playoff berth by beating Atlanta. With 4 games to play, the Cardinals, who secured a postseason spot last weekend, still have a magic number of 4 to wrap up their second consecutive division crown. Castillo finished 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs. Zach Roscup pitched a scoreless inning for his first Major League win. Pat Neshek took the loss. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Atlanta 3-2. Miami over Philadelphia 2-0. Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 3-1. Washington over New York 4-2. Colorado beat San Diego 3-2. And the Dodgers over the Giants 4-2. Rookie Yordano Ventura blanked Cleveland's punchless offense for 7 innings as the Kansas City Royals kept pressure on first-place Detroit in the AL Central with a 7-1 win over the Indians Tuesday night. The hard-throwing Ventura allowed 4 singles and threw a 100-mile-per-hour fastball on his 104th pitch. Salvador Perez's 2-out, 2-run double off of Danny Salazar put the Royals ahead 5-0 in the 5th inning, and they turned their attention to the left field scoreboard to monitor the Tigers' score. Kansas City entered 1 game out of first and with a grasp on one of the league's 2 wild card spots. The Royals are closing in on their first postseason appearance since 1985, when they won their only World Series title. At 86-71, Kansas City matched its win total from last season. It's the first time the Royals have had consecutive seasons with at least 86 victories since 1977-78. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Baltimore over New York 5-4, Toronto beat Seattle 10-2, Detroit over Chicago 4-3, Tampa Bay beat Boston 6-2, Texas over Houston 2-1, and the Angels beat Oakland 2-0. In interleague play, it was Minnesota over Arizona 6-3. And according to the rules package released to all teams, NASCAR will ban all private testing in 2015, including the annual Daytona 500 test. The only testing allowed next season will be sessions conducted by NASCAR or Goodyear. The penalty for teams caught testing on their own will be a P6. That's the highest penalty on NASCAR's new punishment scale, and that carries a loss of 150 points, a minimum $150,000 fine, and a 6-week suspension for the crew chief and other crew members. The qualifying formats will be tweaked everywhere, including the season-opening Daytona 500. The front row will now be set through group qualifying instead of single-car runs. NASCAR is also reducing engine horsepower from 850 to 725 and cutting the rear spoiler to 6 inches. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Doug Towne help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.